Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome! Once again, it's another edition of Cheese, Please, bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week with your host, Snarf Dude Smythe, along with...
your other host, Daffodil.
Hello, and hey, we can't forget Sally, the invisible dog. Will you quit petting her?
I can't help it. She's putting her head under my hand.
The invisible dog. Why is she invisible? Because this is radio, that's why. And to you, she's invisible.
You can't see her, so she doesn't exist.
Exactly. So let's keep it that way. On the show this week, we're gonna mix it up. We go to the Limburger Lounge once again with a Tom Jones classic that is Limburger Lounged to death, I guess.
Oh, dear.
Best we can call it.
Oh, dear.
We're featuring jewels from the B-list.
What makes them jewels?
Because we think they're kind of jewelish, you know?
So they're not diamonds. They're cubic zirconians.
Yeah, because they're on the B-list, you see.
Exactly.
They're just one of those things. I mean, titles like Smoochin' in the Sewer with Louie. I mean, really, that's a gem for you, don't it? Don't you think? Or maybe the Crazy Billboard song. Think about it. That just screams cubic zirconia.
That might actually scream...
what?
Ball of mud.
Well, doesn't mud turn into diamonds at some point?
No, coal turns into diamonds at some point.
Oh, well...
You were very weak in that science thing, weren't you? All right, what are we starting off with?
Anyway, we've got the Harpist's Bazaar coming up. Starting off the show this week, we've got Tequila coming up shortly, but starting off with Little Rock Getaway, the Harpist's Bazaar, right here on...
It's Cheese, Please!
Thank you.
please. Who says you can't get funky with a harp? I tell you.
That's some wild harping.
Oh, that's why they're called the Harpists Bazaar.
It was definitely bizarre.
Well, I don't know. You remember the song Tequila, usually with a saxophone lead. This time we have a harp.
It was weird.
Well, that's why you're listening to our show. Before that, we had the Harpist Bazaar with Little Rock Getaway. I can't read.
It's really bad because you have it in black and white right in front of you and you still can't spit it out.
It's just not enough coffee. Not enough coffee. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, and also the bizarre this week.
Your weekly DOS? What is DOS?
Dose. I said dose.
DOS is a computer language, Daffodil.
I said dose.
You said DOS.
Your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the world.
Oh, you're really kazoodling it up this week.
Exactly.
Anyway, we're featuring this week a cornucopia of cheese that we like to call jewels from the B-list.
So these are just the craziest things that you could find and put on paper and now are going to force people to listen to.
That's pretty much it.
All right.
At least for this episode, anyway. That's.
So how are we going to start this cornucopia of weird?
Well, we're going to go two songs. We're going to play the crazy Billboard song shortly by the Miller Sisters. But we're starting off with Sasha Berlin's Gorilla Walk.
Gorilla Walk, Gorilla Walk.
What?
That's the jewels from the B-list right here on Cheese Please.
All right, everybody. You've done the twist.
Yeah.
You've done the Hucklebuck.
Yeah.
You've done Medicine Time.
Yeah!
You've done the Lambeth Walk.
Yes.
Have you done the Gorilla Walk?
No!
Well, let's quit messing around and do it. I'll tell you when. A return to primitive instincts. So stick your elbows out, point your feet in, and stomp around!
And as I read these words, they said, well, this is what I saw.
bum de dee. Kin oration, dog food makes your wife's complexion clear. Bum de dee, bum de dee. Eat chocolate covered muffles, they always satisfy. Bum de dee, bum de dee. Brush your teeth with Life Boy soap and watch the suds go by. Another billboard caught my eye, just like the one before. Bum-a-diddly, bum-a-diddly. And as I read these words, they said, well, this is what I saw. Take your next vacation in a brand new Frigidaire. Bum-a-diddly, bum-a-diddly. Learn to play Piana in your winter underwear. Bum-a-diddly, bum-a-diddly. Baby, with a Hershey chocolate bar. Bum-a-diddly, bum-a-diddly. Texaco's the beauty cream that's used by all the stars. You can make this country a better place today. Bum-a-diddly, bum-a-diddly. Buy a record of this song and throw it far away.
Please, with the Miller Sisters and the Crazy Billboard Song.
Buy a copy of this record and throw it far away.
Why? That's like, that's a waste of money, Daffodil.
No. That's a line from the song.
I know, but we can't do that. We just played it on the air. I can't throw the record away. I want to keep it.
I didn't say you had to throw it away.
By the way, do we get like royalties for those advertisers mentioned there?
No.
Oh, that's like depressing.
It's because it's part of the song.
Oh, well, I always can use a quick buck around here, you know, keep the show going and everything. Anyway, that's two. We're going to play two more. We got Smoochin' in the Sewer with Louie. The Impala's coming up shortly. But we're starting off with,
Careful how you say this.
You're going to say that. Just a...
Yum, 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 yiddy, yiddy, yay.
Can you say that faster?
Yum, 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 yiddy, yiddy, yay.
Right here on...
Cheese, please.
Yeah. cheese.
Smooching in the sewer with Louie.
I kept thinking they were saying smoking in the sewer with Louie, and that didn't make sense either.
No, that's the 70s with Cheech and Chong, right?
Ah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, smoking in the sewer with Louie. I'm real out of it, man.
What? What? Don't look at me like that.
I don't know how else to look at you when you do something silly like that.
And before that, we had the Dodd Sisters with,
Yum, 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 yiddy, yiddy, yay.
Thank you, which was weird. That wraps up the jewels from the B-list. Don't you think they were jewels?
Well, they were something.
They were interesting.
You know, when I was a kid,
yes?
We would find broken pieces of windshield.
Okay.
And we would think they were diamonds. Because
okay.
They're these little cool-looking squares of glass and rainbows would shine. Anyway, I think that that's what jewels these are. They're broken pieces of windshield. You have no comeback from that, so you might as well just move on.
You have me speechless.
Exactly.
So let's move on to this.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Well, it's better than dead in the Limburger Lounge.
Well, yeah, it's... A lot of these records were recorded live, some aren't. But this song in general was just cheesy. Tom Jones put it out.
It doesn't matter who sings this song, it is a cheesy song.
Delilah.
Tom Jones singing it is still a cheesy song.
Jimmy Priest singing Delilah is...
twice as cheesy.
Right here on...
Cheese Please!
I saw the light on the night as it passed by her window. I saw the flickering shadows of love on her blind. She was my woman. As she deceived me, I watched it run out of my mind. Like a slave no man could free. break of day, when the man pulled away, I was waiting. I crossed the street to her house, she opened the door. She stood there laughing. I felt the knife in my hand, and she laughed no more. My, 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 Delilah. Why, Delilah? So before they come to break down the door, forgive me, Delilah, I just couldn't take anymore. My, my,
Keys, please, with Jimmy Priest, live from the Limburger Lounge and Delilah.
I really thought for a second that, like, his face was going to turn purple during that last note.
Just a bit.
Because he just goes on. He reminds me
of that soprano that Bugs Bunny used to pick on, you know, and he keeps that note up and his clothes start flying off and he turns red and just goes crazy.
Exactly.
That's the feel I got for Jimmy Priest with that one.
That is really one of those songs that no matter who is singing it, it sounds cheesy. I mean, imagine Elmo singing it.
Elmo? Elmo? Like Sesame Street Elmo?
Yes.
Oh, please don't put that in my head. No.
Elmo singing Delilah.
No.
The Chipmunks singing Delilah.
No matter
who sings it, it's going to be cheesy.
Yeah, but Jimmy could have held back a little bit instead of going on why, Delilah.
The song needs that.
Yeah, but you can hold back just a tad. Just a little tad.
Kind of have a little restraint.
Yeah, but he didn't want to, and that's why he's in the Limburger Lounge this week. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have slowly but surely wound our way to the end of another episode of Cheese Please.
You know how I know Daffodil?
How do you know?
Well, I start out with this bottle of water every week, and I start sipping on it. Like this. And, you know, it's the end of the show, and my bottle is pretty much empty. So it's sort of like one of them half-hour glasses.
Interesting concept.
You know, like you see on the TV on that soap opera.
Like Sands Through the Hourglass?
Yeah. This is Snarf Dude drinking through the water fountain or a glass or something.
It's a bottle.
Well, you know what I mean anyway. I'm just opening the glove compartment. Here we go. Okay.
And what did you find?
Something you're not going to like.
Oh, I never like anything.
Roaches, actually. That's
Ew,
what I found.
Ew, bugs.
I told you, dude, you wouldn't like it.
Bug songs.
Yeah. The Cornchester's ending off the show this week. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining for this week's episode of Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. Come back next week when we will have more shenanigans.
Get out the raid.
Don't leave your food on the table.
Why, honey, why?
Because of those roaches.
Crawling up your floor.
Roaches.
Crawling in and out your door.
Roaches.
Eat your food and want more.
Roaches.
Crawling up your wall.
Roaches.
Crawling up and down the hall.
Roaches.
Crawling bugs, they will eat up all of your food and your
roaches.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snail and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.